From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports for the Times Union that there are now 11 reported cases of COVID-19 coronavirus in Westchester County and New York City. About whether the illness will make its way to Albany, Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "I think you do everything you can to limit the spread, but I think it's only a matter of time before you are trying to limit the increase," end quote. Columbia County Public Health Commissioner Jack Mabb, in an interview with WGXC, said there have not been anyone isolated or tested in Columbia County yet, though there is one man who recently returned from northern Italy with a respiratory illness. About 1,000 people in Westchester County have been voluntarily isolated as a precaution. Albany County Health Commissioner Elizabeth Whalen said she is awaiting test results of one person who recently traveled to Italy but is not showing any symptoms. Rensselaer County has 5 people currently isolated and 3 people tested waiting for results. Albany, Montgomery, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties say they have identified locations to isolate many patients if necessary, but have declined to disclose where exactly, citing privacy reasons. MAP told WGXC that Columbia County has yet to find a suitable location. And Bump reports that local churches, temples, synagogues, and mosques are now asking congregants to avoid handshakes, hugs, and other touching at services. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Abby Hoover is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that at a February 26 Department of Public Works meeting, Superintendent Rob Perry said Hudson water and sewer bills are going up $5 on the next bill if the Common Council approves. Perry said, and I quote, "The sewer rate is going up from $48 to $49, and water is going from $47 to $61 per quarter per unit," end quote. He said the increase will go to upgrade old infrastructure and obsolete aging technology and for grant matches. Perry said, and I quote, "We have several capital improvement projects that require the city to contribute a local share. Notably, the city's share for the Washington Street project is $219,000, end quote. There will be 800 feet of 12-inch pipes replaced in that project. Perry said there have just been 4 water main breaks in Hudson so far this year. He said of the higher rates, and I quote, "These costs exist regardless of individual consumption. Every drop of water uses a 110-year-old transmission main and enters a reservoir made by a 110-year-old dam," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jackson Wang reports on Twitter for Spectrum News that the Rensselaer City School Superintendent Joseph Kardash said that there was, and I quote, "another dust event," end quote, March 4th from the neighboring Dunn landfill. The Rensselaer County School limited playground and recess after the dust up. Wang reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation says that the increased dust is a permit violation and that the state agency will take some sort of enforcement action. Chad Arnold reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a few days ago, the natural gas company Williams LP gave up plans to build the 124-mile-long Constitution Pipeline from Pennsylvania to just outside of Albany. So on March 3rd, President Donald Trump said, and I quote, "We're unable to build a pipeline through New York State where they'd love the jobs of doing the pipeline, and because of that, New England has very, very high energy prices," end quote. Trump made the remark speaking to the National Association of Counties in Washington. He said, and I quote, "And we're fighting them very hard, and I think we'll be successful. But if they'd allow a pipeline to go through, we would cut the prices of energy down by half, and even more so than that. It's a terrible thing. It's a very unfair thing to the rest of the country," end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. for local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.